Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 21. Mark of the Beast.
Part 3 of 3.
I have a hard time believing your story.
You're not from L.A., but you were able to find where we were easy enough.
No, I'm not, but the others who were being held said to follow the 10 freeway to Maple. It wasn't hard after that.
Maybe it's because you've been here before.
Look, I don't know what to tell you. I was here on holiday when everything happened. We were camping in Topanga. Why don't you believe me, and why isn't she saying anything?
Don't you mind me.
Her? She's our expert. You don't need to worry about her. You're a little nervous.
Please, you don't understand what I've gone through already. I didn't think you'd be hostile towards me, too.
Relax, okay? We're not trying
to... Yeah, we're just trying to ask a few questions.
Okay, let's just back up a little. You were looking for other people outside a market, and they took you hostage?
Yes. We had just driven back out of the canyons. They took all of my friends, too. They made them do awful things. I've already told you this. Why do you keep asking me?
You understand we want to make sure that you're not one of them?
How can I make you understand I'm not?
I don't know. How can you?
You have my passport there. Why else would I have that?
Could be a fake.
How the hell could I make a passport after all this? I've told you everything, all the way down to the trails I took when I went camping. My friends' names, everything about their mall, all I know!
But not where they went.
I told you they never mentioned what they were doing. Why would they tell us? All I know is they split into two groups, and I was in one of them.
You remember anything about them finding a tall blonde girl recently? She would be new.
No one knew, and I remember faces very well.
You know what I'm hung up on? The fact that you just walked away.
No, I didn't just walk away. They beat me till they thought I was unconscious. The minute their back was to me, I ran.
So, it really wasn't walking, more of a run, huh? Pretty simple plan. And no one else got away?
Some tried, but I think they killed everyone else. They didn't manage controlling us very well. They have more people held against their will than they had convicts to watch us. I think you all had something to do with that.
I don't know. Kelly, what do you think?
Hard to tell. I never had to read a face as swollen as his.
You don't have to believe me. Just don't send me away. Lock me up. I don't care. Just don't let them find me.
Angel's been making a room for you down the hall by the guard room. You'll be locked in there for the time being. We'll make sure you have food and water.
Thank you so much.
Victor, take him to his room.
Come on.
You try anything or do anything suspicious.
Don't worry, I won't. I'll do everything you ask.
You feel safe doing this?
Well, there's a fine line between keeping us safe and being completely inhumane. You catch any bad vibes that I didn't?
Doesn't seem like someone who'd be spending hard time in a maximum security prison. No tattoos, and he's a bit on the gangly side. Doubt he'd last very long in a place like that.
And he's got a passport from England. Pippin Elder.
You still carry around your ID?
No, not even my dog tags.
Me neither.
Then again... say this outbreak isn't happening overseas. I'd want to hang on to my ID, too. That way you're not considered just another refugee.
I hadn't really considered that.
Mm-hmm. But If anyone could make a fake one, I'm betting someone from Eastern Bay could.
That's really complicated. I mean, how anyone could make a damn good-looking fake passport after all this happened. And why would they?
If you're motivated enough and you want us to trust you. The last thing I want to do is underestimate someone. Remember Bill?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't let that happen again, not now. But we also can't turn him away. All we can do now is keep an eye on him.
That just means we'll have this much extra burden while we have so much else to do. But all signs seem to point to him telling the truth. What evidence do we have that he's not?
Well, you're the lawyer. You tell me.
Honestly, I don't think we could find anyone that we didn't fear trusting for one reason or another.
I guess we're just going to have to go out on a limb and see what happens.
Trail for Lizzie had long since gone cold. Michael immediately put us on a bird hunt after we were done searching the mall, where the rats from Eastern Bay were hanging out. There weren't any clues left behind that told us where they went, so from one mission to another, LAX was close enough to the mall and a reasonable enough place to find a helicopter. Turns out a little harder than we thought. Every place we looked, we just found planes. Some crashed, some pristine. Even a Hawaiian Airlines that crashed on the tarmac. It was a change of scenery, and it gave me a bit of fresh air. Saul has been fighting himself tooth and nail. Every so often he takes a break, and between spots I let him nod off. Gotta hand it to him. He won't give up.
Nothing.
Plane. No, there's nothing on this side either.
Same old thing. No different. There's nothing here, Bert.
Well, I'm sorry, but Kalani doesn't know this place as well as I do. And I'm telling you, all the helicopters in the area flew out of Van Nuys.
Then why are we here?
Because it's closer, and the Coast Guard station and the airport sounded like a really good idea. But now, there's nothing here. Besides, you got any idea how far Van Nuys is?
Obviously not.
Well, it's far enough to make it a pain in the ass. But that might be a future stop if we don't find anything closer.
What a freaking waste of time. I swear, I don't even know why I even bother anymore.
Hey, easy, kiddo. We found ammo at that Coast Guard station, and that was helpful.
Not enough to make it worth it.
You feeling okay?
For the 100th time, yes, I feel fine. And no, it's not time for my drip to be turned on.
Man, I'm just checking, that's all.
Yeah, just stay over there, all right? I'm gonna check out over here.
Hey, Saul, check this out.
The white zone is for immediate loading and unloading of passengers only. There is no stopping in the red zone. Listen, Betty, don't start up with your white zone shit again.
Shut up.
Come on, lighten up a bit, would you?
No, I just can't stop thinking about her.
There's no stopping in the white zone.
This isn't helping.
Oh, really, Vernon? Why pretend? We both know perfectly well what this is about. You want me to have an abortion.
Stop it. Come on. All right, I'll turn my walkie-talkie off.
It's really the only sensible thing to do if it's done safely. Therapeutically, there's no danger involved.
All right. I get it. God. Airplane. I've seen it enough times. Is watching movies all you ever do?
For Weller, yeah. I had a rough time after Shirley.
I know you're trying to help, but I can't get these thoughts out of my head. Right? Every time I think back to that place, it's just...
We don't know what happened. We're not entirely sure that it was her.
I do. I wish I didn't, but I do.
Maybe better to focus on finding a chopper. It's what I'm doing, and it helps.
Doesn't work like that for me. But we'll find it, and once we do, y'all get on it and go.
Well, you're talking like you don't plan on going with us.
I'm not. Not while she's still here.
So, why are you helping us then?
You were right when you said it'd be damn near impossible to find her driving around. But in the air, that's a whole different story.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Well, I didn't think of that. Well, you could cover a lot of ground that way. Hey, this is the last terminal here.
Fine. But I'm already thinking you're right about the other airport.
Me too. See, this one's too big. Jumbo jets flying in and out all the time. I don't think it's a good spot for a helicopter, you know?
Yeah.
To be honest, I worry about that other place, too. All those news choppers and things, they're all small. Like three or four people small. We're supposed to fit 10 to 12.
Won't matter for me.
What about everybody else? I mean, even if we packed everybody in like sardines.
Whatever.
Tell you what. I'll stay with you until we find out what happened. I mean, where she is, all right?
You sure?
It's not a hard decision to make, given what happened. Sorry about, you know, messing up like I did.
Yeah, well, you're a Marine. I kind of expected it.
Look who's coming back now. That's the Saul I remember.
Yeah, this is Saul 2.0. Part man, part plastic tubing strip thing.
You didn't know where you're going with that, did you?
It started out so good in my head.
Oh, hell, look! A bird! A big freaking chopper!
It's from the Coast Guard.
Come on, hurry up!
I can't run with this bag.
It was big. One of the biggest helicopters we could have hoped for. I remember the feeling of excitement and then having my heart drop the minute we got closer. The tarmac surrounding the helicopter looked as if it had been bathed in blood. There were no bodies left, but small fragments that might have fallen off from who knows how many.
This was one of the rescue sites they've been talking about.
Yeah, except this one never got off the ground. You might want to keep your distance with that thing in your arm. Wouldn't want any of that getting in the line.
Stride up, and I'm being careful.
We don't need you getting sick again, or, well, worse.
Shells over here. A lot of them.
Yeah, same here. MP5 here. I'm not sure I want to touch it. It's covered in somebody's something, that's for sure.
I think this is the pilot's helmet. And I think a little bit of him is still in it.
Easy now. This area might be watched. Might be like a trap or something.
We're a little ways from the Hummer. Should we run for it?
I don't see anything. But let's check out the bird, but let's be quick. I don't even want to go in there.
If they plan on using this, it's really going to need to be cleaned out.
Doesn't look too bad on the outside, but will it fly?
Step right up. Go give it a try.
Uh-oh.
Why? What do you see?
It leaked something. We moved around the side of the helicopter to see several bullet holes carved into it. A dried up trail of red liquid traced down to our feet.
That's not good.
I think this bird's got its wings clipped.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Starring Jim Gleason, Shane Salk, Nate Gies, Elisa Elliott, Claire Doden, Jay Oligario, Blair Beihauer, Scott Marvin, Tammy Klein, Jenna McCombie, Kevin Flood, Shirley Jordan, Jane Lehoch, David Pevsner, Stuart Kennan, and Richard Tatum. I'm Michael Swan. We're Alive was written and directed by K.C. Whalen. Produced by Grayson Stone, Shane Salk, and K.C. Whalen. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at wearealive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this audio theater for the mind by Wayland Productions.